Hey, good. Oh, good. Just post noon, everybody. It's 12:02 p.m. Sorry, 12:03. Ding dong. On Tuesday, March 8th, 2018. How is everybody doing? I'm busy, aren't we all? It feels like a busy time of year. It's not only is it a busy time of year, but there's also incredible things going on. Like Caps winning. I was about to say winning the Stanley Cup last night, beating the Pittsburgh Penguins, but they did not win the Stanley Cup. But they did beat the Pittsburgh Penguins in game six because it wasn't a game seven. Yes, hooray. And that's something that's only happened, it only happened one time before in the past, I think 1992. And voila, all right, there was a big save by Holtby at the end of the second period. With like 2 seconds left in the second period, that if the Penguins had scored that, I think the Caps would have lost that game, and we all would have been sad and hating this week of the impending Game 7 that we were going to lose toward the end of the week. It would have just been a horrible time in our nation's capital. It really would. I'm not there. I'm in Florida, but I can feel it because all my friends on Facebook are there. Anyway, good for the Caps. Go, hooray, yes, on to Tampa Bay, a very good team. Expect a lot of goals in that series. That's going to be a dogfight. Anything can happen. All right, that's my sports minute for the day. But go Caps. That was awesome to watch. It's a busy time of year because, yeah, there's playoff hockey, there's baseball. I think there's playoff basketball, which I don't pay attention to. And even the football people never go to sleep. So, all right, let's go. So, busy time of year. I was thinking about, this is out for a walk here, to go get my coffee. Busy time, lots of stress, lots of things. Okay. Okay. Dissolving the unrest, I think. And then there is unrest. You can see it in the news and you can see it politically. Dissolving the unrest politically that we have in America, or at least working on it, involves some exposure of some truth and it really being digested by everybody, at least attempting to. And I was trying to think, well, what is that final truth where everyone would just turn on a light and you'd look back in history and you'd put a one line or byline or something on the whole story of what happened with the whole Trump getting elected president thing and then him not being president anymore, and then we moved on. What would the sentence be? What would the final headline be about that point in history? And in its most simple and fundamental way, the mob took control of the White House for a while. Mob, only the mafia takes the fifth. He's actually a part of the mob because he's using mob money. Like the Russian dirty money is mob money. That's people who kill other people when they don't agree with them, throw reporters out of windows, poison people in other countries that used to be spies for them. And then have sanctioned banks that can't work with Western banks and trying to funnel that money into the Western banking system through real estate things through the Trump name. He is a Don. I mean, his name is freaking Don. Like, we should have figured this out already. And it was the mob took control of the White House for a while, but America wouldn't put up with it. The only way America would put up with that is if we didn't realize it. If we didn't realize it, if we just thought that he's on the level, that Trump doesn't lie, and that he's an on the level guy, and everything he says is he's just a man trying to do what is his goal? I think the media has put a narrative around what his goal is. And I believe it was to enrich himself because he's a pathological narcissist, right? I think that that's what anyone who pays attention to him knows, that that's what he is doing. He does not understand or feel or empathize with other people. Terrible, terrible attributes for a president. Someone who has to make decisions over the broad scope of the world should never be solely self-interested, right? And it turns out he's also easily manipulable, which is why his mob connections have only strengthened and grown. Now, I think that he's so stupid that he doesn't even understand that he's legally putting himself in more and more and more and more jeopardy as the days go by. And that somehow, like, when you just keep lying all the time, you're a pathological liar, and you just power through it. You ignore the video, you ignore the history. Well, when it comes down to you being in front of court and you're trying to ignore the history when it's being shown in front of you, and the wrong answer being jail time, the jig is up, right? That's how you put, I mean, we put the mob in prison. That's what we do, right? Gambinos and, I don't know, everybody who Mario Puzo's trying to impersonate ended up either dead or in prison, right? With your occasional Hank Hills that run around through witness protection program. But when, is this reality? Do we really have the mob in the presidency? The answer is yes. And you can, here's how you know. He's got a fixer. He didn't have the money to pay the fixer back right away, or he didn't want to make one huge transaction because it would be flagged. But the $35,000 retainer thing, I bet you a part of the reason why is that Trump really doesn't have any cash. He's not cash rich. He's mob invested and he's massively in debt. He's totally leveraged. And that's part of the mob thing. You never realize that the Don, who everyone respected, sometimes doesn't even have enough to tip for coffee. That will happen. Anyway, so looking back on everything 20 years from now, we would say, yeah, there was this time that the Russians hacked the election and people weren't, the world wasn't understanding how to deal with the elective process in old 18th century and 1800s and 1900s, and however evolving political system, but still based on parchment and based on, I'm sorry, I'm so congested, people. It's like allergies, just can't beat it yet. Our process was based on old ways of doing laws. Like for example, Mitch McConnell should not be able to prevent us from even having a discussion about a Supreme Court justice for a year. Like that's a fault of our democratic structure for some reason. Like we've got chokeholds in different areas of Congress that are old school. We should be doing things in a new way. And here's how we've seen Putin taking advantage of other countries' election processes, is he's understanding that a huge amount of power goes into one weird, offhanded, once every 2 year, once every 4 year decision that half the people don't even come out and actually sign their name onto and vote on. And even those who do come out and vote on it do not have full, complete information about all the candidates and make a wrong decision, like accidentally voting for the mob for president because they didn't even know. And so he's taking advantage of that. He took advantage of it in the Brexit vote in England. Like, the UK does not want to leave the European Union. Like, this is 2016 at that point, or 18 now, which is, hey, we do not want to lead isolationist strategies. You know who's isolationist? Like, you know who's isolationist? Those tribes that they find on the islands who have sticks and like point them at helicopters when they come by and take pictures of them in the Amazon and won't be around other people because they eat them, right? Those people are isolationists. That is fucking retarded. It is great to be open and trade and meet other people and bang hot Asian chicks and do all kinds of stuff that you could do with people from other countries. We should all be worldly like that. I've never banged a hot Asian chick. I'd love to one day though. But I'm sure a hot Indian chick or a hot Saskatchewanian chick. That's not a country, but it's a province and it's fine. Icelandic, everybody, right? The world's awesome. There are beautiful women and men, I'm sure, everywhere, okay? Now, we should all be open. We should not be leading isolationist strategies. So UK does not really want to leave Brexit. Most people are like, what are you kidding? Are you kidding? I'm not going to be able to go travel to Switzerland and get some wine and cheese on a Sunday without having to stamp 3 passports and change currency. I know, that would suck. It used to be better. Right? Although I think they changed their pounds for francs anyway. Now, my point is this. Putin took advantage of this once in a lifetime, once every 4 year decision that we make. And so we accidentally elected the mob the president. It happened. Now we're trying to work our way out of it. And because our intelligence community has a big old intelligence in front of it, they were smarter than I was. I would have been just like, all right, we're just not allowing him to be president. This is ridiculous. Can you imagine there's an investigation going on as the election happens? They already know that there are mob associations with the president. Like at this point, you probably knew it then, even though we don't know it now completely. But they probably knew it then, or a lot of it then, because of the financial ties. This is the thing. You got somebody who wouldn't release his tax returns to the election, unheard of to everyone else. For some reason, it didn't matter this time. because he wasn't running on being honest or truthful. So why does he ever have to become honest or truthful? That's not his MO, right? It's the media and everybody's against him. So he's always on the ring defensive. So if he cheats, you know, or if he grabs some brass knuckles and throws them in his boxing gloves, oh, the rest of us just kind of accept it that that's his personality. That's what we've given to him, right? And fine. I mean, I guess he's earned it. He's freaking everywhere, and he gets people to. I mean, you could try to be a maniac and go on TV and everywhere and see if a camera follows you around. I mean, I'm sure Marco Rubio tried it. Ted Cruz tried it, right? Didn't work because he's so ugly. At least Trump is orange and funny looking. So we elect the mob president, and the intelligence community is smart enough to not just not allow him to be president, like. They would have just exposed all this right away. I mean, if you come out and be like, oh, like, he's been banging porn stars, he has all his money loaned from the Russian government, and he's been laundering money for the last 20 years, sorry, but we're just locking you up before we put you. I'm sure that could have been done, right? And in 1950, maybe that would have been done, because the jig would have been up right away, and nobody would have allowed it. Instead, however, I guess you don't have a totally strong central... We certainly don't have... Our Congress is not working. Yeah, the Congress is also in fact. That's what you realize. It's not just the mob president. It's also the mob Republican portion of the Congress. And there's probably some mob Democrats too. But I know that there's mob Republicans. And the reason why I know this is because they act in lockstep. And also, they won't put a check on the president who's obviously lying and obviously conducting criminal behavior and obviously hurting the country. I mean, we think about one thing that I keep seeing news about, but it hasn't happened yet, is why is Scott Pruitt still in office? All right, if Scott Pruitt is going to stay in office as the head of the EPA, if we're going to designate someone who wants to piss in our streams and defecate on our mountaintops, if we want him, I guess that's not that bad, but yeah, why you don't want to do it on a mountaintop, you want to do it somewhere else. That guy, he's going to be the head of the the sort of moral government body we've created after Earth Day to say that we want to protect things that we all communally use and that affect the earth, like the plants and people and everything else, right? Well, if we're going to allow him, someone who's the antithesis of that, to stay in that position, and the president, because he's a mobster, and this guy works for Carl Icahn too, who's clearly also connected, and also a horrible person, and so we have to limit the power of the sociopaths. That's the problem here. Like, normal people, healthy people, do not have the urge to really, you know, become number one on the Forbes money list. Like, normal people do not have that kind of drive. It's not completely healthy. And when you're competing in this game, and they think it's a game, because everything in your life is a game, I guess. And they think that being number one is really what you should strive to do, and you don't care who you step on to get there. Because there's a Forbes 500 list and you're number 48 and you want to be number one, right? And we, the rest, the other 8 billion people on the planet, don't have the drive to say, oh, you know, good for you. If you want to be, if you're number 49 and you want to be number, go for it. We don't realize that means that we're allowing them to put coal runoff into our water and give us types of cancers that we would not normally get if that stuff was illegal. It is a threat upon our health. It is a threat upon what it is to be a free human being in America. I mean, why should we fear the water that comes down off our mountains? And the answer is only if we are fucking retarded, don't do something about it and regulate it. And I shouldn't say fucking retarded. That we don't be proactive. If those of us that are not insane don't at least put forth some level of effort to monitor our own freedoms and act in our legislatures, maybe even in our local governments and things like that. The one thing about electing the mob president is that it is motivating people who know that this is unjust, that this is not right, that this is unacceptable, to get off of our asses and do something to change the structure. Because at least those that defend this because they're ignorant of it, or they have some personal reason why they won't accept the truth, or they just aren't informed of the truth yet, that all of those people will not vigilantly fight to defend any longer as more and more truth becomes evident. Here's the deal. Even when you don't want to accept something, if you keep get repeated with the same message over and over and over again, we can use their own shit against them. If you keep getting hit with the same message over and over and over and over again, it's going to sink in even if it's not true. But when it happens to also be true, well, then you're in. So, if we're going to protect this planet from pollution and keep it healthy for us, we're going to continue to say that Scott Pruitt should not be in his office. And I think that as human beings, I think that you could actually have a class action lawsuit against Scott Pruitt on behalf of Earth. Like, let's see if we can get Earth as a client. I'm part of Earth. Are we part of Earth? We're all made of carbon. Let's do it. All right. Let's on behalf of Earth, we will sue him for defecation, right? We'll sue him for defecation, for shitting all over us. And I think we have a case. And we will not allow him to do anything. For example, if you work in that office, we say there's the no Scott Pruitt law. Like, we know you're not supposed to be here. We're not listening to you. We're not approving your travel. We're not approving your private jets. We're not giving you anything. We're taking your phone booth away. We're going to give you a porta potty to make your freaking phone calls in and treat you like the scum that you are. And that is all. Here's why. You know who's going to fire you for that? Scott Pruitt. And you know what you do? You sue his ass and you sue the government and you get a ton of money. So act on your own behalf here. Act on behalf of Earth. Allow Scott Pruitt to fire you because you won't do what he says. As long as you have legitimate reason. If he asks you to limit like benzene pollution in a certain area and then lower it, do that. If he asks you to do something good for the environment, right? If he asks you to test the levels of natural gas and groundwater swells near Oklahoma and Texas and find out what we should do about it, whether we should limit and restrict natural gas fracking in certain areas for a period of, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years till we do more testing on it. How about that? If he says do that, then you'd be like, sure, Scott. But if he tells you to do something for Carl Icahn, or if he tells you to extract some more dirty natural resource and sell it to another country because he goes and has his buddies go live in the Seychelles, because what does he care about earthquakes in Oklahoma? He's not fucking going back there. Right? I don't know. Maybe his family lives. I should probably check that out. But anyway, let's treat him like the scum that he is. And let's get up off of our asses and fix our legislative process. Because we're getting rid of the mob in the presidency. As we're all seeing, that's what it was. Wow. We're getting rid of that slowly but surely, and the intelligence community is doing what they can. They let it sit for a while, and now they know who's who and what's what. That's why you see Comey writing a book and on every show. That's why you see Rod Rosenstein speaking in front of the Montgomery County Bar Association saying, yeah, you know what? I believe in separation of powers. That's right, bitch. Oh, you know what else? The FBI, all of us, like the 125,000 employees and shit that I was just mentioning, we will not be extorted by Devin Nunes. We will not be extorted by members of Congress. I don't know who wrote it because all they do is leak anonymous shit because they're all a bunch of pussies. Oh, yeah. No, we will not be extorted by that. That's right. That's right. Felony. You heard me. Suck this Rod Rosen snizzle, right? That's what they know who's who and what's what. And listen, you're going to see some crazy squirming from the executive branch, and you're going to see some hangers-on that won't get it for a while. But let's keep pushing the truth, because the truth will win in the end anyway. So why not support it now? Kimberly runs out.